USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Police at Michigan State University have released the names of two of the three students killed in Monday night's shooting on campus.
Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and Alexandria Werner of Clawson, Michigan, died in the shooting. The third victim's name is not being released. Per the family's wishes, five victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. MSU interim president Teresa Woodruff spoke at a press conference on Tuesday.
We're grieving, and as a community, we're grieving together. He struggled to comprehend. We lost families, friends, classmates, and our hearts go out to the victims and families of this senseless tragedy.
From East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
The father of the man who killed those three and injured five others at Michigan State is speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. He explained the 43-year-old had a difficult time processing her death, then became a hermit after quitting his job. He also didn't know why his son targeted the school. The three high-altitude objects shot down last week over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron may turn out to be nothing.
The intelligence community did say that they are considering or looking at this to be potentially benign.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre went on to say that we can't be sure until we know what the objects are and where they came from. That won't happen until the debris is recovered. Top military officials are vowing to back Ukraine for as long as it takes as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Russia has inflicted a year of tragedy and terror on neighboring Ukraine. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she won't run for re-election next year. She was elected to the Senate in 1992 and is the longest-serving female senator ever. There's been mounting pressure on her to make a decision as other Democrats have already announced a bid for her seat. They include Congressman Adam Schiff. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry includes requests for former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and other top health officials to testify. The House Oversight Committee also looking into how tax dollars were spent on the pandemic. Interest rate hikes manned later this year. That's according to the president of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. In remarks to LaSalle University, Patrick Harker said he believes it'll be time to let monetary policy do its work once a decision is made to end the rate hikes. The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history revealed in California today. Edwin Castro purchased the $2 billion-plus winning ticket, but he was a no-show at today's California lottery announcement.
As you might imagine, Edwin would like to largely remain private. He understands his name is part of the public record and now part of history, but he respectfully declined our invitation to appear publicly with us today. Understandably so.
Castro purchased that winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The Philadelphia Eagles have now lost both of their coordinators following their defeat in the Super Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts hired Shane Steichen as their next head coach. Hours later, the Arizona Cardinals announced Jonathan Gannon would be their next head coach. And power companies are urging you to just let love be in the air this Valentine's Day and not inside shiny metallic balloons. They say if one of those balloons happens to get loose, it can hit power lines and cause widespread outages. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.